Hello?
Dick?
Yes.
This is Brent Kelly. I wrote you about 3 weeks ago asking if I could talk with you about your bonus baby status.
Yes.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I'll ask you, I don't know, a bunch of...
Let me get to the other phone.
Okay, okay, sure.
Just a sec.
Okay, we all set?
Yeah.
Okay, just if you would please, just first let me say I really appreciate this. I know that you're home in the evening, you probably have a few better things you'd rather do. But
that's okay.
I appreciate your time. Your bonus was reported at $40,000, was that correct?
Right.
Who signed you? Who scouted you?
Walter Shannon and, oh my God. That's terrible.
Names you haven't thought of in a little while.
Man passed away. Both of them have. Walter Shannon and... Yeah, that's terrible. I know his name as well as I'm saying. Why would that not come to me? Just a minute.
Okay.
Donna?
What was that guy's name that...
My wife said Walter Shannon. Can't think of the other guy's name. That is terrible. Well, Walter Shannon's, that's be good
okay.
enough.
Maybe the other will come to you.
Yeah.
How many teams pursued you?
Well, at the time, I think I could assign with about 14 of them.
That's about all of them, just about.
16 those days. I think about the only, if I remember right, I never talked to Cincinnati. That was one team I never talked with. And I can't remember who the other one was now.
The Reds didn't sign a bonus baby until it was just about over with.
Is that right?
They were very slow. I think Bobby Henrich.
Yeah. Boy, that was, well, I was, you know.
You were a veteran by then.
Yeah, right.
You were signed out of high school, is that right?
Right.
Is your high school record available anywhere, do you know?
Well, boy, yeah, it might be. I'm not positive, okay?
Okay, what's the school? I'll drop my line.
Springfield High School in Springfield, Illinois.
Okay. I'll just write the athletic department. Either they have it or they won't.
Yeah.
You know, things that happen that far back are sometimes...
See, back in those days, we didn't play many games in high school.
Right.
We played maybe 15 games or something like that. I mean, you know, we played mostly in the summertime. That's...
American Legion?
Yeah, American Legion, stuff like that, yeah.
Is that record available by any chance, do you know?
I'd just rather doubt it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know where in the heck you would, you know... Where those people all are now.
My son, which has got nothing to do with talking with you, but he's just finished American Legion. He's 19 now. His coach keeps absolutely perfect records. He says, one of these days, one of these kids will be famous, and I'm going to have his record. But I don't guess they thought that back in those days.
No, I'm sure they didn't. I mean, I couldn't tell you. All I know is that when I was about 17, we won the state Legion Championship in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
The last time a team from Springfield won it.
Wow.
And we played in Indiana. We played Cincinnati. That's they won the whole thing. That's when the Nixon twins played on that team.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. But they beat us 1-0. I can also remember that.
How did you do?
God, you know, I couldn't tell you. I just don't know. I don't remember. The kid that pitched against us was a good pitcher. And it seemed like he signed with Cincinnati. I want to say, but I can't even remember how in the heck I did. I really can't.
Okay, that's not important anyhow. Well, you joined the Cardinals. You were 18.
Right.
And one of the first of the bonus babies that were required to stay on the roster for 2 years. How were you greeted by the veteran ballplayers?
Well, I tell you, I don't know, it's hard to compare, but I would say that I was treated really well. I can name a lot of names on that team that treated me really good. Folly Hemus, Peanuts Lowry, Harvey Haddix, Andy Anderson, well, he was like a, and even, you know, guys like Musial and Shanger, they treated me good, I thought. I mean, they always were good to me.
Well, that's great. I have heard many varying reports depending on the team as to how the kids were received.
I'm not too sure that they cared. I mean, I'm sure they didn't want me there. I mean, let's face it, you don't belong there.
Of course.
But I don't think that, I don't remember anybody really giving me a real bad time at all. I really don't.
Do you recall or did you ever know whose roster spot you took?
Yeah, Vern Benson.
No kidding.
He went on and got many years in the big leagues as a coach.
Yeah. Well, he was probably close to the end. Well, I don't know. He was probably not but around 30, I would think, at that time. I was going to say he was older.
I don't know what he would have been, but, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, that, he was fortunate. You know, I think that he got a lot of good years on the pension plan, which makes that situation better.
Yes, it certainly does. What about Stanky, your manager?
Oh, yeah, Stanky was the manager. Oh, Stanky was great.
Yeah,
was great to me. I mean, he was absolutely great. Joe Presco was another guy. Tom Paholski.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just tell you that there was one guy that. There was one guy that was a little tougher. That was Slaughter. I mean, he was a little tougher. He was probably the toughest, you know. But he wasn't there very long. So he was there in '53. Then in '54, at the beginning of the season, he was traded.
Mm-hmm.
But. He was probably a little hard-nosed more than anybody else.
Was he just, was he hard-nosed or was he actively against you?
No, I don't think, I don't think he was actively against me. No, I wouldn't even say he was, no. I mean, I would say that, like I say, I wouldn't even say that I had anybody that I knew at the time that, you know, dislike me for being there or anything else. I thought I was really treated good.
Oh, that's good. I have heard very different reports from different players associated with different teams and I guess different groups of ballplayers.
In fact, I would have to say that I was treated as well then as I've been a couple other teams I played on in my life that I didn't think that I was well received or liked. I mean, of course, maybe I was a little bit different frame of mind at that time or something too. But I mean, I have nothing but good things to say about my experience.
That's very good to hear. Vern Benson was 28 when you were signed. I just looked it up. Whatever. That's what
he was kind of in the. You know, that was a bad situation for him.
Well, he was. Basically, it was one reserve infielder for another one because he wouldn't have played hardly more than you. I wouldn't imagine if he'd stayed there. Speaking of playing, two home runs at age 18. You remember them?
Yeah. First one I hit off Frank Smith, and next one I hit off Jim Hearn.
Mm-hmm.
They stuck me in there and let me play a little bit, and I think that's what I needed to do. I mean, you know, if I could have just went ahead and played and, you know, didn't just do it my way, I think I'd have been better off, that's for sure.
I remember I was a pretty little kid. I remember getting your first baseball card I ever saw of you, and I looked on the back, and you had two home runs, and you were 18 years old, and I thought that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen at the time. And it still is pretty amazing. You were not a big man, and you were not a slugger.
No, that's true.
Story I remember hearing when I was a kid. I don't know if it's true or not. You were tossed out of a game before you ever played one. Is that right?
Right. That wasn't exactly my fault, though. That was Stanky just having a little trouble with the umpire, and he just set me up, and the umpire come over, and I had to throw a towel out on the field, and the umpire came back. He said, "Who threw it?" And Stanky just told him I did it and kicked me out.
That's a good way to break in.
Yeah, so I got used a little bit there.
That's part of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, you spent the half, roughly, of 53. You spent all of 54, and then you spent the first part of 55, right?
Right.
And then they sent you to Omaha.
Right.
Okay, now Omaha was their top farm club, so evidently you had shown them a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, so I went to AAA, right.
Okay, you played, 2 years there? Or maybe not quite 2 years?
Part of 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, and then when you returned, I guess it was still a few years before you ever became a regular anywhere.
Right. Well, when I came back, in 56 in Omaha, I was ready to play, and I came back to St. Louis in 57. I can't even, let's see, but what hurt me the most was in 58, I was going to look like I was the shortstop and all. That's when they made a trade for Alvin Dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alvin Dark, they wanted to play him at third base and me at shortstop, and Kenny Boyer in center field. Well, I think that was probably going to be the way it was, but Dark didn't want to play third base, so I was odd man out. That hurt me quite a bit. I was ready to play. I thought I was ready to play after the 56 season. Just never. It was harder to get a chance then than it is now. I mean,
oh sure.
Wasn't too many places to play, and there's no free agency and all that stuff. So you just kind of had to hang in there.
And do what they said.
Right.
Well, you became a regular finally. With Pittsburgh about 5 years after that, right?
Yeah, I started playing in 63, 64, and then I played the Giants in 65, and basically with the Dodgers in 67. I got hurt at the beginning of the 66 season, and that's the year I went from the Giants to the Yankees to the Dodgers. I was hurt most of the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
That really hurt me a lot.
Never played more than a couple dozen games with any of them.
Well, I played near the end of the season. I played every day at third base when I got to the Dodgers.
Okay, that was the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 18 years in the majors. That's a whole lot of guys who never lasted 18 years in the majors. You were obviously a pretty valuable commodity, a good fill-in man. In that time, you played for probably a cross-section of the managers in professional baseball. Who was the best?
Well, I liked Danny Murtaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked, I liked Walter Alston. Well, I'll be real honest with you, I never played for too many managers that I didn't like. I had pretty good experiences. I never had much trouble with managers. I mean, I used to always, you know, try to stay ready to play. It was kind of, I knew many times I didn't know where I was going to play or when, so I tried to do the best to, you know, to stay ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only played for one guy I ever played for that I just didn't like. I mean, I didn't like him before he came, and I didn't like him after I left. But then I liked Dick Williams when I played with the Red Sox. I liked him. He treated me very well. I liked him a lot, too.
Well, I think you divide them up into two groups, you'd be in the smaller group as far as your feeling for Williams, although he was...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys didn't like him. I mean,
extremely, you know, successful manager.
He was a little sarcastic at times, but he he did right by me. I mean, so I like him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was a good manager. I mean, I could see that. Well, it's the same. I guess every manager, you know, is not going to be liked by everybody. But I like Dick Williams. I mean, I know a lot of guys didn't. Okay, I mean that, but I liked it.
You were in there, oh, probably two thirds of the time, one place or another, with him.
Yeah, first year I was with the Red Sox, he played me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he used me a lot. And then the following year, well, he got fired at the end of the season. And the following year, they just didn't use me at all.
About half as much.
It made no sense whatsoever. And see, in that situation, here's a guy, Eddie Casco, was the manager. He was a good friend of mine.
Played with him, didn't you?
Huh?
You played with him at the Cardinals.
Yeah, and we were good friends. And so, he almost seemed like he just didn't want to show any favoritism towards me or something. I don't know, it just got to the point where I just, you know, went down the tubes with the Red Sox. And then, you know, it's...
That was probably your worst season.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was bad just because of never getting an opportunity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I say, most of the guys I played for I thought were decent people and decent managers. I mean, like I say, the only guy I couldn't stand was Harry Walker. he's terrible. He shouldn't ever be on a ball field.
I was told by one other fellow, I don't recall who it was, that he didn't seem to have an idea of what was going on most of the time.
No, I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I just didn't like the way he treated people, and not only me, but I just didn't like the things he would say and do. And he knew a lot of baseball. I don't think that his lack of knowledge for the game. I think he knew plenty about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't like the way he went about things sometimes. And I guess that was, it was a personal thing. I guess, you know, I knew that basically I don't think he liked me. So it kind of just, it was one of those things, you know, where one guy don't want you, somebody else does, I guess.
Well, that's the way it is, and you can't do anything about it. It's just a personality thing.
Yeah.
A couple more questions about your bonus days. I don't think anybody has any great love for the bonus baby rule. What's your opinion of it?
Well, I mean, no, it was, I don't know whoever decided on that, but it was pretty stupid. And it hurt me a lot. I mean, you know, all I needed to go out and play someplace. And
sure.
I think it hurt me real bad when I was young. And naturally, you don't get to develop like you should.
Of course not.
So I think it was a pretty silly rule to have, and hopefully they'll never do anything similar to that anymore.
Oh Lord! There was a lot of talk then, and there is now among fellows I've spoken with about under the table payments. Were you aware of any of that?
Well, I had a couple teams that were willing to give me more money than I got, but I was, you know, it was, I guess that's what you call it, under the table. I mean, somebody else would have paid me or something like that, and we just wasn't too sure we'd ever get our money.
Yeah.
And I don't know how illegal it was or how much was done, but I'm sure there was some done.
Well, one fellow told me that a boy signed the same time he did actually received more money, but the way it was set up and how he was paid, he was able to go to the minors because he didn't get it in a chunk, I guess, like you guys did.
Yeah, so I mean, that was really the way it should have been done. I wish I'd have looked back on it. I probably thought a little bit more about it.
Well, at 18 and you're offered a job in the major leagues, I guess it's pretty hard to think too straight.
Well, you know, I just kind of always wanted to play baseball, and then all of a sudden scouts start coming around, and you know, you don't, well, especially in those days, I mean, you know, $40,000 was about, I never heard of that kind of money.
Oh Lord, no.
Anybody had that kind of money. so I was, I probably didn't do the right thing, but shucks, how would you ever know?
Yeah, that's right. If you were 18 again, you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, if I was 18 again, I'd definitely sign to play baseball. Of course, you'd be drafted now, and, you know, you would know your worth up front almost, because if you're drafted high, you know, well, you're going to get some money.
Right.
So it'd make it a little bit easier, and you wouldn't have to dicker with a lot of teams, whoever, you know, drafted you sign with.
That has to make it easier.
Yeah, well, I went through it with my own son, so it was a little bit different.
Well, what do you think of your son's playing ball?
Well, it's something that you dream about. You know, it's pretty exciting. There's no doubt about that.
I bet it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think he's as good a shortstop as anybody in baseball.
Yeah,
I don't think
believe he is.
Anybody can play shortstop any better than him.
A few bigger bats, but he carries as good a glove as anybody.
But, you know, I think he just everything he does defensively, he does it so easy, and there's other guys that are flashier and stuff like that, but they don't get the job done any better, I know that.
Well, I saw you both play, and I don't know if he's any better than you are.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say.
It's a little different. Well, different infields.
The infields, I think, are better now than they used to be. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
All the conditions are better. But, shucks, the conditions were better when I played than the guys before.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the way I think it's supposed to be that way.
20 years from now, everything will be carpet, probably.
Yeah, never know.
Do you get fan mail from people who remember you playing, or is it mostly from kids who just want autographs of all-time ball players?
You get both. I mean, you get guys will write letters saying, you know, that they were Pirate fans in the 60s, and now they've got either children or grandchildren they like to get something autographed for. So you get something almost every day.
You know? Do you really? Do you sign?
Yeah, I sign them and send them back.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I don't see no problem in doing that.
It's not like it's a big effort, but from the present-day players, my son now is 19, so he's kind of stopped. But a few years ago, he'd write his favorite players, and I don't imagine 1 in 5 would respond.
Yeah, the only answer to that in their defense is, I just think, you know, there are so many more people click the baseball cards. I mean, you can get, you know, even I'll get open a letter and there'll be 10 of them in there, 15 of them in there sometime. They want you to sign all of them and send them back.
Well, that's kind of an imposition.
But people, kind of overdo it. And a lot of people win it for money nowadays, too.
Oh, it's a big business. There's at least one baseball card show here in town, in Lexington, Kentucky, at least one a weekend.
Yeah.
Sometimes two or three.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to imagine. When I was a kid, there was one store in town that sold baseball cards. Now I guess there's maybe one that doesn't.
Yeah, it's big business now.
Now, I ask you, if you were 18 today, you'd have a whole lot different choice. If you were 18 back in 1953, you'd be faced with the same choice. You'd still do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I'd sign to play baseball.
You'd sign the bonus contract and be stuck for 2 years.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have no choice, so I would do it.
Yeah. You have any regrets from your career?
No, I don't think so. You know, I mean, you know, I guess unless you're a superstar, you'd always like to have had a couple of things work out just a little bit better, so you would have. I think if there's a lot of teams I could have been playing for instead of sitting on the bench. I know that when I was in my early years, that's
for sure. You were behind some pretty good shortstops.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, there were some guys that were pretty established players, but I just think if there's, like I say, there's teams I could have played on and really helped myself out long before I got a chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the sooner you get a chance, I think the better chance you have to be a good player.
Well, sure. That only makes sense.
You don't develop any bad habits, and, you know, there's some things that you, I don't know, I just think you become a better player, the earlier the better.
Well, sure, you were regular at Omaha, but other than that, I guess your first 10 years of professional baseball, you were a reserve.
Right.
Before you got a chance. That's got to make you rusty.
Yeah.
Well, Dick, I appreciate your time very much. What I don't know.